Testimony Treasures, Volume 3, Chapter 43, The Study of God's Word. If the medical students will study the Word of God diligently, they will be far better prepared to understand their other studies. For enlightenment always comes with an earnest study of the Word of God. Let our medical missionary workers understand that the more they become acquainted with God and with Christ, and the more they become acquainted with Bible history, the better prepared they will be to do their work. The students in our schools should aspire to higher knowledge. Nothing will so help to give them a retentive memory as a study of the Scriptures. Nothing will so help them in gaining a knowledge of their other studies. If unbelievers desire to join your classes for the training of medical missionaries, and you think that they would not exert an influence that would draw other students away from the truth, give them a chance. Some of your best missionaries may come from among them. They have never heard the truth, and as they are placed where they are surrounded with an influence that reveals the spirit of the Master, some will be won to the truth. In the studies given, there should be no concealment of one principle of Bible truth. If admitting to your classes those not of your faith will lead to silence on the great themes that concern our present and eternal good, themes that should ever be kept before the mind, let them not be admitted. In no case is principle to be sacrificed or the peculiar characteristics of our faith hidden in order to add outside students to our classes. How to understand the Bible. Faithful teachers should be placed in charge of the Bible classes. Teachers who will strive to make the students understand their lessons, not by explaining everything to them, but by requiring them to explain clearly every passage they read. Let these teachers remember that little good will be accomplished by skimming over the surface of the Word. Thoughtful investigation and earnest, taxing study are required in order for this Word to be understood. There are truths in the Word which, like veins of precious ore, are hidden beneath the surface. The hidden treasure is discovered as it is searched for, as a miner searches for gold and silver. The evidence of the truth of God's Word is in the Word itself. Scripture is the key that unlocks Scripture. The deep meaning of the truths of God's Word is unfolded to our minds by His Spirit. The Bible is the great lesson book for the students in our schools. It teaches the whole will of God concerning the sons and daughters of Adam. It is the rule of life, teaching us of the character that we must form for the future life. We need not the dim light of tradition to make the Scriptures comprehensible. As well might we suppose that the noonday sun needs the glimmering torchlight of earth to increase its glory. The utterances of priest and minister are not needed to save men from error. Those who consult the divine oracle will have light. In the Bible, every duty is made plain. Every lesson given is comprehensible. Every lesson reveals to us the Father and the Son. The Word is able to make all wise unto salvation. In the Word, the science of salvation is plainly revealed. Search the Scriptures, for they are the voice of God speaking to the soul.